For SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In a pre-recorded message to the people attending an event hosted at the Danbury Institute, former President Donald Trump says it's important that Southern Baptists vote in the upcoming presidential election.
We have to defend religious liberty, free speech, innocent life, and the heritage and tradition that built America into the greatest nation in the history of the world. But now we are, as you know, a declining nation.
A four-day election has shaken the European Union's parliament to its foundations. Conservative parties rocking ruling parties in both France and Germany. Analyst Sophia Russick says conservative groups across Europe likely to have quite an impact in a variety of ways.
They will have a big share of the parliament, up to one quarter. But, you know, in a parliament, you need 50% to make and to shape decisions, right? So they won't decide. But of course, what they can do is, you know, to set a different tone, to change the narrative and to slowly kind of normalize their far-right thinking and their far-right stances.
Also at SRNnews.com, more heat for parts of Arizona, Nevada, and Southern California.
The National Weather Service says an excessive heat watch is in effect Tuesday through Thursday for the Phoenix metro area plus other portions of South Central and Northwest Arizona. Temperatures could reach 111 degrees Fahrenheit or higher during that span. Last Thursday, Phoenix hit 110 degrees for the first time this year with a record-setting high of 113 degrees. Dangerously hot conditions are being forecast for central Las Vegas, with highs ranging from 108 degrees Tuesday and 111 degrees Wednesday. John Scott reporting.
The main shipping channel into Baltimore's port has fully reopened since the bridge went down in March. This is SRN News. One of America's favorite pastors has big plans for the month of July.
Greg Laurie says he'll be back at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California for another one-night Harvest Crusade. The pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship will preach the gospel on July 20th at a gathering that will also feature Christian recording artists such as Chris Tomlin and Phil Wickham. Laurie says his goal is to, quote, give people an opportunity to make a decision to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel finding quite a friend in President Javier Milei of Argentina, seeking common ground between his vision of libertarianism and the prophecy of the Torah. Milei's interest in Judaism has morphed into a religious practice, breaking decades of policy precedent. He has also gone further now in his support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is SRN News. Overregulation may threaten business growth unless the Supreme Court should decide to step in. We have more details on this story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
A pro-business group says American small businesses have suffered in a stagnant economy plagued by inflation. This trend may continue if the growth of rising regulation endures. The Job Creators Network held a news conference to discuss deregulation of business procedures as the Supreme Court takes up two cases regarding regulatory practices. Alfredo Ortiz is the president of the JCN.
Businesses are dragged under red tape, that is very clear, and it is threatening to take the economy down with them.
He says that the Supreme Court overturns the 40-year-old Chevron versus NRDC case, regulations impeding business growth will be eased.
We see the possibility of overturning the Chevron doctrine as a rare, bright hope amid the current regulatory onslaught coming from Washington.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.